This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. The Denver School District released a draft of its new safety plan. Initial language would allow individual schools to decide whether they want armed police on campus. Paul Ballinger's daughter goes to McAuliffe International School. He says the draft has a ways to go before he'll feel comfortable.
With the recent shooting at East, some of those things in mind, I don't see anything there as far as elimination of pat-downs at school from people like Dean.
A Dean pat-down preceded the East High shooting, which led to the new safety plan's creation. A second draft will come at the end of the month. The school board has requested a final version by June 23rd. After 2 years as the NBA's most valuable player, Denver Nuggets center Nikola Jokic has missed out on winning the honor a third time in a row. Here's CPR's Andrew Villegas.
Jokic lost the vote to Philadelphia 76er Joel Embiid, who won the first MVP award of his career. Both players had banner years, though. Embiid led the league in scoring average, while Jokic beat Embiid in assists and rebounds per game. Now the focus turns to the playoffs, with both the Nuggets and the 76ers in the thick of their second-round series, with a possible matchup on the horizon in the NBA Finals. I'm Andrew Villegas, CPR News.
Colorado is adding Lunar New Year to its list of observed holidays. The legislature approved the holiday on a bipartisan vote and said that recognizing Lunar New Year sends a message of inclusion and respect for diversity. The holiday will be observed each year on the first Friday in February. Thank you for joining us. This is CPR News.